Lift up your hands and say, oh, thanks to God. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Let's give thanks to God. Thank the Lord for what He has done for us. We are still alive by His grace. Are you thanking God? Every one of us, let's appreciate God. Mahada Musada Bahada Bazada Bahanda Limosa. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you. By the power in the blood that has been able to make us. Even when we are here, it is because of the blood. Thank you. This morning, talk to us. Let us hear your voice in Jesus' mighty name. Let the people of God shout a big amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please take your seat in the heavenly place. From glory to glory.
That is our new name.
Now we are still on our subject of the power in the blood of Jesus. Today we are talking about the power behind the blood of Jesus.
Yekasafa ahwadia etai Yesu moja no echi.
The power behind the blood of Jesus.
And
as we know, the whole month we are talking about the mystery of the blood of Jesus.
And
so we are still talking about it. The reason why we are preaching all these messages is because we need to understand what the blood of Jesus is. And what the blood does in our life, it is very important. Now, without knowing what the blood is, though you are a believer, but you will lack so many things. Because what you don't know, you cannot enjoy. What you don't know will affect your life. So we need to know why Jesus died and his blood.
So we
talk about blood. Why blood? It has a reason. So let us look at some of the scriptures that talks about the blood of Jesus. So, There is a great power behind the blood of Jesus. In my introduction, the blood contains life. Jesus' blood has a certain powers in it. It can heal and deliver us from our sins. So Jesus' blood, there is power in the blood. Now let's read Hebrews chapter 1 verses number 3.
Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself paid our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
Now, so we are talking about power in the blood of Jesus.
Say,
by the word of his power, when he had by himself paid our sins.
Ah, no one paid money.
He paid our sins.
Me say, "Ope pa yen money."
By the power in the blood.
And no man what dia no one the much.
Now, Blood is something we have been hearing all the time. I said in one of our messages that why the demonic kingdom use blood.
Nalo mechina udientia ahumbonia hiniye mno omudi moja eyo madie.
Blood is being used always for sacrifice.
Mekatra wo nano se tembia omudi moja and a baporie.
Blood is being used all the time for sacrifice.
Tembia omudi baporie.
Now, if it is not goat, it will be sheep or cock.
Why
did they use the
blood?
There is life in the blood.
There
is something in blood. You and me, our blood, there is something in our blood. Even we human
beings,
I said there is something in our
blood. If there
is nothing in blood, rituals will never demand human
beings. They
will never demand. Now, recently, this young boys, they said, the Malam said, I don't know whether
he said.
He said, we should bring human
beings.
And truly, truly, they are using human being as sacrifice.
They
use it all the time. There are big organizations, there are big churches, there are big this, big that, whereby if the person is not godly, the moment you can exceed in a certain things whereby you are doing, some of them, if they are not godly, they use blood. I don't have any proof, but in our political system or in our Africa, let me use, because we are African, some of them, check my words, some of them, if they are not godly, they normally sacrifice human for their positions.
Africa ha binum moja.
They use blood. Some of them will kill bullock, big cow, for sacrifice. Why that? Praise God. Now, maybe in your environment, some years ago, nowadays you likely not to hear those kind of news. Which he said, I killed that person, and we have drank the blood. We have taken in the blood.
And Canelo, ni a chibe ye. Why matine kurasi da no beti si a chibe ye na be ye ti form nansi ebi kura medina ebi si ya si be ifo bi ababe shiase. A okane numa sem ye buse busano oji moja on the yard ye.
He said, this man that died, we killed him. This young man, we killed him. And the woman that was going to labor, we killed him.
We killed her.
We used the blood to do this. I believe it is not me who is saying you know it. You have been hearing this news all the time. My question is, why blood? So as a believer, you need to come to understanding that blood that we are talking about is something. So we are learning this so that we can become an elect, and we will use the blood of Jesus very well. Now, nothing works in the kingdom of the devil without blood. Nothing works in his kingdom without blood. The devil is after your soul. Your soul is the blood. He has after your soul. He can give you everything, but he needs your soul.
Bet me ama bibia okura no no oji.
When he have access of your blood, he has access of you.
So when you mojana ah wa fauno mum.
Those who drink blood, they live long.
Wama omo no mojana wama tena se che.
Do you know why? Then those aquatic people, they can live 100 years. They are still alive. Am I lying? No. Go to these shrines over there. Look at them. They grow before they die. They cross 70, 80, an old man before they die. No.
Don't
you stop it. Say ritually. Say ritually. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the moment he mentioned Tobe, he's affecting me. My father is a Tobe. My father is a Tobe. So, you see, now. Imagine, those people grow. Why? They know the essence of blood. They know what they can use a cock for. They know what they can use a goat for. They know what they can use sheep for. The blood of sheep. They know what they can use cow for. I believe no any ritualist has demanded the blood of an elephant, a tiger, lion. They don't demand those kind of
elephant, your friend is saying. Osuno omusa wabi owongurem sebo omusa.
They don't like those blood. Except when you go some part of our area, somebody will demand blue egg of cock or what? Go and bring it before I can do money for you.
Ebi a obepo adie bi a wunya wo aka sai ne pesikabra na me nkoto sa adie no enfemeye mawo.
It is alleged that if a ritualist cannot do something for you, they will demand something you can't have.
Ya kan say so omo pa adie bi a obepo adie bi obeso wo sisi wa obepo adie bi a wunya enfema o sie ne pesikabra na me me nkoto mre wo.
Hallelujah. Amen. The devil is a deceiver.
Well, no, or your dada for
everything that they do, they deceive people.
Bonsam, or dada.
But when you come to Jesus, he will never deceive you.
On dada.
Oh, are you in the church at all?
On dada.
Jesus never deceives.
Yes, one dada.
He never cheats.
Yes, one sisi.
No, he will not do that.
Yeah.
He is a very free man.
Yes, one.
Whatever you do, he said, come to me.
What's it, bra?
The only person that made altar call for bedding is Jesus.
Yes, no, Ebra.
So those who that have heavy load
should
come to me,
bra,
and I will give you rest.
Na mama mo humi,
we serve a God that giveth rest.
Yeah.
We don't serve a God who add bedding.
Yes, and
no,
Debbie.
But when you go to the devil,
you
will add more bedding.
Now, the big town, not the big town,
demanding things that you can get. When you go to evil people or evil pastor, they will always put bedding on you. Because they work for the devil. They prophesy lies. What they don't know. Now, I saw something on Facebook. I am a pastor and I'm preaching to you as a church. A whole pastor was prophesying that he saw somebody who died, and the person who attended to that person was those who dressed coffin. Undertakers. He said the lady is supposed to be an undertaker, and prophesying that he has stolen a gold watch from one of a body that he has been attended to.
And
but I asked myself a question. It was a prophecy on Facebook. Which family will put gold watch? Please, let us examine this. Which family will put gold watch on a dead person? I saw that prophecy as a clearly, as a something that they have just programmed it and as a drama. People are dead.
Hey.
Be careful. We are at the end time. People do things to please themselves and to get money. There are many people who has been under bondage through certain things. There are people who has vowed not to go to church again. Because they learn it from the malam and the shrines. They use tricks. So the moment you get to them, they will also teach you tricks. The devil is a deceiver. He has nothing called truth. He doesn't have truth. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you have to believe in God. Believe in Him. Just believe. Follow Jesus. Follow Him. Be addicted, passionate follower of Christ. Please forget about these things. You see, the power the devil has. Do you know the power, the meaning of his power? The meaning of his power is what? Arrogant power. It was proud that brought him down. All celestial bodies has extra power than us. So definitely they have something. Because they come from above. Are you understanding? So there is something they have. But whatever they do it in a place of lying, frustration, bad thing. They don't have the truth. For you shall know the truth. And the truth will set you free. So, without knowing the truth, freedom will never come. I pray for your life.
Amen.
That your soul
Amen.
Will know the truth.
Amen.
And this church
Amen.
Will tell you the truth.
Amen.
Are you in the church? Are you in the church at all?
Oh, no, Kurano. And the
devil has no free gifts. He will just give you 10. But he will take 50 out of you. The devil leaves curses behind people who attend them or who go to them. But Jesus will liberate you from curses. And he will set you free. Receive the liberty of Christ.
Amen.
Receive the freedom of Christ.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I prophesy over your life.
Amen.
That whatsoever that you are doing, may the power
Amen.
In the blood
Amen.
Arrest your life.
Amen.
Bonsema Yesu.
Prophetic one.
Hallelujah. Now it was in the blood of the lambs, goats, bulls that was setting people free in the early days.
The
book of Leviticus chapter 8 verses 2.
Leviticus 8 verse 2.
It was the blood of
Take Aaron and his sons
working
with him.
Uh-huh.
And the garment.
And the garment.
And the anointing oil.
And the anointing oil.
And the bullock for the sin offering.
Please cease the sharing of invitation. Please. Let me finish. It is an invitation for the lunch. Cease. Praise God.
Yeah.
Now let's read.
Take Aaron and his sons with him, and the garments, and the anointing oil, and a bullock for the sin offering, and two lambs, and a basket of a living bread.
Now listen carefully. The reason why we are doing, I'm saying all this thing, is because one, when our forefathers, when we talk about our forefathers, the ancient, the children of Israel, when they were walking on the wilderness, they came to a point that sin has taken dominion over them.
Na Israel So there
was a way God put a certain prescription that can deliver people from their
sin.
So this is the channel God used to save them from their
sin.
Take Aaron, his sons, and what with him, and the garment, and anointed oil, and bullock, boost as the sin's offering, two rams, and you see. Now, Leviticus chapter number 9, verse 15.
9:15.
Read.
Fast. 9, verse 15. And he brought the people's offering, and took the goat, which was the sin offering for the people, and slew it, and offered it for sin as the first.
Mm. So they offer it for what? For sin. Now, so in those days, what was happening, it was first they started it from one family, one sheep, one goat. It came to a point that it was not enough. So when you sin, you go and the priest will just give you the measurement of a certain kind of animal that you have to bring. Then it will go as what? A clean sense to your body. So every year it was happening. But even today, how many people has goat, sheep, and other things? Just imagine. You know, even when you have, when one day your sin can cover all the sheep and goats in the house. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So it was not enough. It was not solving the problem that God was looking at. Though when they use the blood in a certain percentage wise that the priest would just give, it does something in that person's life. You understand it? Yeah, it has effect. But it was not enough. So one day, God saw it and he said, no. If I want to live in this way, one day I will destroy the whole land. So the Bible came to a point of realization. And God said, God so loved the world that he gave his only son to come and die for us. And using his blood as a purification, as redemption, as a sanctification, to save us once and for all. Oh, why are you in the church at all? Shout the blood,
the blood,
the blood,
the blood,
the blood,
the blood
of Jesus.
Of Jesus.
There is power.
To me,
there is power.
To me,
there is power. There is power. There is power.
To me.
Now, you see, when you see any shrine, you see the shrine is very ugly, dirty. They pour more blood on it. It was blood that has made it like that. Are you normally used to watch, if I found it, when they are showing it, YouTube also, they normally use to show the chief tendency and some of their things.
I tell you, in the program, I know your YouTube, you know.
But when you watch those things, I want to learn certain things.
You
can sincerely see how they use blood. And the chief there's tools that represent the keys.
I'm telling you.
Blood. Human, animal, goat, sheep, everything, blood on those. So that is the reason when you come from such backgrounds, normally you fight a lot because there are things pursuing you. Why? Because the blood, you see, every blood that we shed, if it is an innocent blood, it calls for vengeance. It calls for vengeance. So your ancestors has killed an innocent blood, maybe for some years, but that blood will still fight. So you come from that family, there is something past you, your life.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. No, I said praise God.
Hallelujah.
So there is a way you can be liberated, you can be free, you can be what? Have your access of life. And it doesn't come from anywhere. Oh, the only channel we have, it lies in the blood of Jesus. Today, may the grace, let the blood shed on certain days.
Amen.
May the same grace,
amen,
fall afresh,
amen,
over your life,
amen,
over your business,
amen,
over your marriage,
amen,
over your everything,
amen,
in the name of Jesus,
amen,
among your children.
Amen.
May the blood,
amen,
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 fall afresh,
amen,
deliver you,
amen,
send you,
amen,
in the name of Jesus.
Don't say my use.
Now don't go and shout that. Powerful.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is power in the blood. So to end my message, there is 5 reasons why we need to know that there is power in the blood. Number one, the first reason says that now that the blood of Jesus contains power. So number one is our salvation. Our salvation comes as a result of the blood of Jesus. According to Acts chapter number 4, verses 12.
Acts 4, verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, but there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
So, none there is no salvation in any other name.
And what you need a DBM
given to a man,
I have never lived
among men by which we be saved.
And if I was a sister in a DBM, I have been a part of you.
But where we have been saved is only one name,
and the Amaya God is a DBM,
and that is Jesus Christ.
Yes,
salvation. Salvation can only be found in the blood of Jesus. So without Jesus' blood, we all would have been nothing. But now, our life, I'm telling you, some of us, we could have been dead and gone. Many things have happened. Evil attack, diseases, lot of evil things. In fact, never think that the kingdom of devil is doing something. They are destroying things, property. So Romans chapter number 1 verse 16.
Romans 1 verse 16.
Right.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek.
So Paul said it clearly that he is not afraid of the gospel.
Paul said,
he is not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For what? For it is the power of God to salvation. We are saved through Jesus Christ. And before we could be saved, it came as a a result of the sharing of the blood. The reason why Jesus' blood was able to save us is because it was a sin-free blood. That is the only thing that saved our life. If Jesus' blood was our blood, we couldn't have said nobody.
Senata Yesu, ni bojani ya bonnet is vengeance.
Our blood can take vengeance, but it cannot save.
Ye mojame to me a sure from and ye mebudien. Now shouldn't mean.
But I pray that this morning the Lord's blood will so wash away every sin in our
life. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now let's look at the second reason. The second reason says the healing that we are enjoying came as a result of the blood. Every healing, if a dead person is being raised, if anything that happens in our kingdom, it is the result of the blood. That is Acts chapter 10, verses 38.
Acts 10, verse 38.
Right.
How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil.
So, how God anointed Jesus. The reason why Jesus was anointed is because he availed himself to die. With the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about of doing what? Healing. He heals. Through the blood of the Lamb, we have been healed. We have been saved. So anytime you come under any attack, call the blood. Just call the blood. Call the blood. Call the blood for redemption. For the blood to redeem, and it will happen for you.
Entity, sir, sorry, Joshua.
Praise God. Now, reason number three. The liberty or freedom we have came as a result of the blood. That is Luke chapter 4, verses 18.
Luke 4, verse 18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised.
The voice behind this scripture is Jesus.
Anywhere you are at, Jesus.
He said, the Spirit of God is upon me. And he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Number one, to the poor. I get this message from a certain man of God. Like, the message, the poor does not need money. The poor need the word of God. When he had the word of God, money comes, he can use it. Now listen, he said, to preach what? The gospel to the poor. And the gospel to what? To set those, to heal the broken hearted. To proclaim liberty to the captive. So the liberty we are enjoying, the freedom that we are enjoying, came as a result of Jesus. Now listen, Jesus came and healed, delivered. He did so many things in 3.5 years. But if Jesus could not die, all those things will be just a bare
passing.
By now, it has been a history. We will not preach it. So the reason why we are preaching it is because the power behind it is the blood. The blood. The blood. He was sent to die.
Yes.
All those miracles he did it on our behalf. But the reason why Jesus came is to come and die. But why Jesus shouldn't die normal then? Like you will sleep at the end of the day. When wake up with Jesus, wake up. Oh, Jesus, wake up. No, if Jesus died that death, it is not. Number one, when Jesus was arrested, it was we were arrested. When he was questioned, that question was our question. When he was slapped, they slapped him. That slap belongs to us. When they were beating him, that beating is our beating, so. So all this process was leading to Jesus' death has a meaning, and every meaning it is us. It was working for us on our
behalf.
So the reason why you came from a typical awkward family, but you are here. I am number one as I'm preaching. But why am I here? Because somebody has paid all those prices.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Shout
a bigger man.
Amen.
The blood. He sent a captive. He sent liberty to the captive. So we were in captive, and the blood has liberated us. Let me tell you one thing. Never depend on your mind or the way you have learned so many things. When you depend on those things, it's good. It will help you to, it will sustain you to live. It will help you to be in a certain place. But it doesn't have salvation. No school on earth can teach you about salvation except the school of the church. The reason why I'm saying this is because there are many people who are rich. When they talk about church, they say, oh, me in church, I won't go to church. Why should I go to church to give my money to pastors? And I was thinking about this morning. I said, why every time, whatever comes to the church, it is a problem to the world. Number one, when you do offering, the word will talk about it. They said pastors are taking people's money.
Oh,
number two, when you pay your tithe, they say, oh, why should you pay your tithe? When you do everything in the kingdom of God, people attack it. Do you know the reason why? Only the house of God, when you do something, it has longevity, or it gives you a long life to live. You are intellectual. I'm not deceiving you. I'm telling you the truth. The reason why the devil, what they demand is higher than what we demand in the house of God. But nobody questioned them, because in the kingdom of the devil, he said, Jesus, come, according to Luke chapter number 4. He said, come, look at the whole world. All this thing belongs to me. If you bow, I will give it. The devil knows that whatever he offered to you, it will lead you to your death. So it does not care at all. But anytime you come to church, every giver, I'm telling you, every giver, everyone who know how to do things in the house of God, that person, you see, there is a point be wawa. Ya papem. Ahimyem brusam omusro. I'm telling you. Mamin kenya mienimu no grantro. Every dangerous giver in the house of God, who a threat, my brother. Why? Because when we used to say channel normal, they send crofo. Or I could pay when you see cannabis, me say ni pebebre. Because when we used to say a quantity polujunipa, say ni pa akom kingdom. Now our security lies in the church. If we are saying a thing in other, me no be a new other. Without the church, our protection is invalid. We don't have it. Yet, say one more. But people will never talk criticize. But the moment a church in rise, because the church is the threat to the devil. The church. Real church. Not a counterfeit church. Sir, this church came to this place. It has turned so many things around. I'm telling you. This church. Now, I saw in a pure promise one. Say me ma, brun some as a chef, brun some a yet, brun some temu. A dentin a bayet thing, say bia community, and kapa now, kaupe who said street light, etcha babesia. No, nature yet they say, Upa yanya sitremoa, yam brun any yenny menina has been affected with demon. Demonso. Because someone of my be dominated assassin. And nobody gave the solida. It a dear young Koswapan. Pa! Who will be our question with your fear? Or Syria and Jumase? Well, Yakunu. Anamu will be that. Oh, Opa, Ebia and then a mama. Ben Brewawa, or then the Sako Kemp, Yabia, and one on an end at the India. And a Kawuya dear Yanese, because at the end of Wukoya Nieno. Bibi wawa on bel adie ye adi na mitumi a eden apa wo so wo pe na wutimi gina etimi kire se yenyese eti pe onsam na person ka ho kire mra na ni kingdom no enkosoro why because eno ko wa ye be ma wo ka ye be o se on pe bibi ara umoja no o kra eno no wo hwehwe onim mfaso di odu umoja betimi aye onim ni odi betimi aye ma na hinie na kosoro. But yen 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 yen
yen yen
yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen yen would your mamma take any now? Obey me what? If your maker step, only a dance, dear be a number. One way the other, who will say, be every hina by came as a result of the power of the blood. And no, yen, dear, it's a upper mat yet, senior me fear be brave, papa ne koswa, who say yes, several some numa. I saw about what papa runs for a yenuma, a biaba, and also yajuma. And then they be see a man named upon it. Mamma may in tea news now, because they say Africa for your bomb pie and so, yeah, someone omo ye panima ono onye Roman bishop ono onye Anglican bishop aname bo asema make it. So the word polit they want to tarnish the image of the church. Ya pesi ye kasa etia asore na ye no aname no kasa abrofo na de asore bre ye eno de no kure na ye pepe obi antimi nchia aname no kasa asore no mudi kan hu itinu e ma o mase tena no mu wiase. Because the Bible is the light. It gives them understanding to do so many things. Now, There were so many nations. Japan were homo ni munyame, but they are doing well. We have China, don't know God, but they are doing well. Do you know why? They came to learn the wisdom from that light countries. Check the record. Before say, and then China do say, America, send students to learn, to learn. Adisuya di nyamye jaye. Obi obi suya di biya obi hu.
Amen.
Utine sisun agi wo. Usu beye kase siya. Ubeye enu ensi nyame somo ho. Ene enchire se wa usu nyame na yesu utine yeka. Wa ne kachire. Wa unye mitre. Se ni ye politi se ye kwa sore na yesu ye ye di ya. Ye demon. Demons. Ye mubi wa ye se nyame suma se kwa vya ataka unyay. Ewo wabusu ye mo. I saw the crowd of Grammy attack you. And I'm a boy. Oh no, me cannot crutch this. Say, woman, the Bible pray, you know, and I'm a neck, there would be a wa, seppi, a black was a son. Bible, na me cum ye, Bible, nan say ye, and corrupt ye, and mo achi ye. Nemo, ye didn't ye many mono, and he has a son, a black boy, and a man, ye may catch. Bronin ye mistake. Bible, ni ye, and no more, make your Bible not to honor, and no more, and ye may be away a touch, ma. And you know what? I'm fighting. I'm fighting by the bad day. The enabler, somebody to me, a mumua. Yen pokura na musi yen yenipa. Seven number the other two one. Yen just say gay, seven and two. Now, mumu yenipa. Oh, Mudwichi.
Bonsana, yes. Bonsana, yes.
Oh, Mudwichi. Sen of crano. Yatan of crano putu. Sana bro samtie owura gadi mo se na omudi anya mohwe muni ti se ya no de ye wom an oni pa ubenye sika ne wanu kristo a bro samde ubeye na djuma ti asam na meka ni mi se oni pa ubenye sika sika nya de ofa enye kristo suma sam. Hello, ti nya meka no enfa kristo enfa sika nya meto kristo suma ho ewia se nya me abobia se otimi di ye nya so de ama edua ode asiro. A board about resources be a we had the BD or the amount. Obi when young son or the Baya, when Yami Bishop, God in Shan Yamias blesses any man of that. And God bless them. Out of that blessing, who so would take Wakina Faso, now the desert, a Baya, a year, Ubay and year. I drink, Nemuni Yamasumi, Yamasum protecting a dear Pierre Abuya and sell. And my woman done it, Bronson, no. Because the moment there will be yet to be pet, or you be pet, be children says, or who buy. Bam, one and I didn't know me be pray a ba. Two of a people, yes, Kappa will be shown. I'm not quite just Suman the Siva and the Suman fighting. Says, come on, yeah, and one could just get rid of no Yedma. That's about who buy, Bohubai, or come on and who buy, and then or how, and Museum be cool. But who be the other thing I'm a summon to Tinifian? Saying I'm a summon or get to Tinifian, I am a major Dachin. Your generation, one my year. Now, Coupon Bishop was set for because who can legacy be at war? I didn't your papa, I didn't the corrupt you, and I say what is war. Then my bad legacy, that man, the nursery, grab a bless. Hallelujah. The Lord be with you.
God bless.
The Lord be with you.
God bless.
And I'm praying, I'm in shrub. Now, make me cast on a baby, yeah. The fourth reason, the blood empowered. Has to pray and overcomes the enemy.
And my what
it empowered us. Maya Modin. The fifth reason, the blood saves us as a protection to those that believe. So why do you or why do I need the blood of Jesus? Without it, you can never be a believer. Without the blood, you can never become a believer. Two, the blood of Jesus is what the devil is afraid of. The blood of Jesus. Now, what will happen to anyone who do not believe or who do not partake of the blood of Jesus? What will happen to anyone who is not part of the blood of Jesus? the devil will get an advantage of such person's life. Anybody who is not affected with the blood of Jesus, the devil will have an advantage over
him.
Now, such a person will always live without power. So, there is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of Jesus. There is power in the resurrection of Jesus
Christ.
So the three ways that you can experience the power of God, one is in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And that is the final power it has been left for us. Number two is the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Number three is the resurrection power.
And then you will sorry.
It is our bomb final say ready. Ma umoja wu sorry ye 2 minutes. Enko ye seya ebekwa kwa ye. Obom pina kase urate. Ma umoja no enye juma mamia ebekwa kwa ye.
Amen.
Obom pina kase ku Jesus Christo demo. Ade biara asen enye ya ebekwa kwa ye.
Amen.
Ebekwa kwa ye. Eti every ne kwe start use umoja no. Uko kwa juma mwase bedi umoja no te chenga. Wanona wadi ebia kanana aye juma. What I said, now, when you pray that prayer, it is difficult for the devil to operate. Ubenyantia se wo mojana. Na wo di mojana ayejuma. Fako kwa yejuma. Kwa ambia zona abefadi ayejuma. Fakasa wo mpai. Fakasa wo wajumam. Fakasa wo challenges biya ufam. Adie biya na unse yeti. Uko situation bi unse uradima umojana inkasa. Uradima umojana inkasa. Umojana unu ojie wo. Umojana se. E yi yemfri ohem. Ukansa nse mona. Na yejuma. Anope nyami nshiram. Nyami nyamu kesie. Oma sasema wati. Entina unkwa nemu da. Wanyami eja oba. Ene unkukuriti munti. Ahontifo.
Bonsema Yesu Christo.
Hallelujah.